spiritual dynamics, and the class tonight is psychic power, and we're going to be talking about psychic powers, intuition, merging, soul travel, knowing, feeling, healing, and we'll be demonstrating some powers tonight. Tonight we're talking about psychic things, and I thought I might give you a definition from a dictionary. This is Steiner's dictionary. He was an occultist and a mystic and a psychic, and he wrote this particular dictionary, and he has an organization, I forget the name of it now, that you can get this at your bookstore. And let's see, psychic. Oh, here it is. I had it all ready to go. There's a lot of things. Okay, psychic, non-physical, common term for medium, metanome, or sensitive. It's descriptive of supernatural phenomena. It was first used in France and then in England. Psychic art is the psychic art, like a painter. This is automatic painting or clairvoyant painting done with a psychic painting. It's also called direct painting, where you're not consciously making a picture. Your arm is moving and you're working with the canvas. And the best way to do that, if you're right-handed, is to do it with your left hand and let the freedom of that come through the left hand, which is less conditioned, and so it'd be easier for it to come through. And so the automatic painting is very strong there. They have what they call the Marcaine psychic art, which they take and they make lines with the left hand, and they just let it make the lines, and then they make definition with the right hand, and they bring out the painting and more specifics with the right hand. That they start on the canvas with the colors with the left hand first, and so you can do psychic painting in that way. There are psychic breezes too. Psychic breezes is a movement. Like a coolness. You feel this coolness? Okay, this coolness comes out here. Now you know I'm not moving my hand fast enough to feel the breeze and see it start flowing. That's moving the ethers, wave of the hand, just like fragrance. Begin to smell now. Sweet smells now. Smell that sweetness. Get that awareness. Somebody's getting that smell. Sweet smell. See, that's psychic power, is bringing that fragrance, that energy up in the room. Now let's take it a step further. Let's change the smell. Notice this one. A little heavier. Smell. See? So you can change the fragrances, you can change the energies with psychic power. I've been working this many years. Psychic force. The term was originally suggested in a letter to Sir William